The state of Oklahoma is a, unfortunately, a large trafficking location.
And yeah, and it's a good strategic location for traffickers to bring women and also to bring to take women out because of your proximity to Texas, as well as you're right in the middle. It's very easy to go from here to the West Coast, to the East Coast, and so on. So, yes, it's so there is international trafficking. There are women who are brought from other countries. Here, if we were just to talk about the U.S., it would be a lot of women from Central America, a lot of women from Asia who are brought to California. I would say the five top states in the United States for trafficking victims are California, Texas, Florida, New York, Pennsylvania, surprisingly. And I think, am I missing one? I think that's about four or five. So, and think about the locations of these places. Close to the border, there is a lot of women from Central America and California, a lot of Asian women, a lot of Eastern Europeans in New York as well. So, but it's also throughout, these are foreign women. Then you have teenagers, you have young girls, you have runaway kids, you have girls that are shifted from city to city by pimps. You very much have an organized crime unit that controls the selling of the flesh just as much as with foreign women. So one misconception is that this is somehow happening in other countries, that this somehow does not affect us here in the United States. That's a false misconception. I think the moment that we stop thinking that way, the moment that we have more empathy and more compassion and think about, look, this could be my sister, this could be my daughter, this could be my mom. That's when you can start paying more attention as a human being to the stories of these women and understand the complexity of why is it difficult to run away and what exactly is sexual slavery. What does that mean? It means you don't have freedom to say no. It is not a choice. You are not making a profit from all of the sexual transactions that are happening. I like to use the words that are direct. And the word that comes to mind with the girls that I have interviewed through the 10 years that I've done this work is that talking about trafficking, it's almost sugarcoating the word. The word should be rape. These are girls that are systematically raped on a daily basis by tens, 10, 20, 30, sometimes 50 men.